This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Dr. Colin Vance, co-author of a new study called The Economic Impacts from the Promotion of Renewable Energies, the German Experience, and a comprehensive study conducted by the German think tank RWI. It takes a look at the focus on green energy jobs in Germany and what the results are compared to the promises. And Dr. Vance, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you.
Well, listeners may remember a couple of weeks ago we looked at the Spanish model, which had been highly touted by some promoting green jobs, and how in reality that cost to establish jobs for every job created by the green industries, and even those industries created jobs that were only temporary. What did you focus on in terms of Germany? What are they doing, and how did you try to quantify the impact?
Well, we focused on three primary things in this report. One was on the impact of Germany's policies on emissions. One on its impact on creating jobs, and the third primary focus was on the implications for energy security. And we found in all three cases that despite quite large expenditures in promoting renewable energies, that there was very little to show either in terms of environmental benefits, in terms of job creation, or in terms of improving energy security.
And Dr. Vance, let's take those one at a time. First of all, with emissions, where were they and where are they now?
Well, part of the problem with respect to emissions is that right now Germany is a member of the European Trading Scheme, which is a market by which companies can buy and sell permits. And in the German case, on top of that, Germany has what's called a renewable energy law, whereby utilities are required to pay feed-in tariffs for the use of green electricity, allowing it onto the grid. And what we find is because of a binding constraint on the amount of emissions under the European Trading Scheme, there's really no additional emissions benefit from the feed-in tariffs. So, indeed, what you end up getting is some amount of leakage because the reduced emissions from Germany's policies of feed-in tariffs actually just end up generating certificates, which then can be bought by companies outside of Germany to allow them to actually increase their emissions. So there's really a compensating effect from having, at the same time, emissions trading and the feed-in tariff scheme that's in Germany.
We're talking with Dr. Colin Vance, who worked on this comprehensive report detailing the impact of the promotion of renewable energies in Germany. Let's talk dollars or Deutschmarks or euros, I guess, now over there in Germany. Dr. Vance, what is the cost of implementing this, and what is the cost change to the consumer in terms of their energy costs?
Right. Well, what we find is that the cost of the German policy, it comprises roughly 7.5% of the typical consumer's electricity bill. So it's a fairly substantial amount. If you look in terms of the cost of supporting each job created in renewable energies, and in particular in the area of photovoltaics, we estimate that every job costs about $240,000 to support. So each job in photovoltaics is comes at a cost of roughly $240,000, which is, of course, much higher even than considerably higher than the average wage rate in Germany.
Wait, $240,000, is that what they're making, or that's what it costs the government and ultimately the taxpayer to create each job?
No, it's not what they're making. It's what it ends up costing the electricity consumer to support the use of renewable electricities as part of the portfolio of energies.
Okay, and then does that translate also into their energy costs, or is that all part of the same equation?
Absolutely, it does. It translates into energy costs that are roughly 8.88% higher than what consumers of electricity would otherwise be paying. In terms of getting just back to emissions reductions, that's also works out to be quite a large figure. That to reduce a ton of CO2 emissions costs using the feed-in tariffs for renewable energies on the order of about 1,000 euros per ton, which is about 50 times higher than the market price for a ton of emissions that's established by the trading scheme. So even on that score, it turns out to be a very expensive way of reducing emissions.
As I mentioned before, Dr. Vance, the Spanish study discovered that it stabilized jobs from manufacturing industries and so forth were lost at a 2-to-1 rate compared to the temporary jobs that were created for green industries. Did you find something similar in Germany, or were there different results?
Well, there's no doubt we didn't do that kind of calculation, but there's no doubt that, you know, for every green job created, there is some opportunity cost associated with that. So you will get direct impacts in terms of less jobs in conventional energy supply. But also you'll get indirect impacts by virtue of the fact that this is costing money, which is then going to lower the output potential of the economy. You have with utilities and manufacturers paying higher utility bills, that leaves less money for investment. With consumers paying higher energy bills, it leaves less money for other kinds of purchases. And, of course, that all has depressing effects in terms of job creation. So what we did find in reviewing studies that we had done ourselves and other studies is that the net job implications are zero, if not negative.
We're talking again with Dr. Colin Vance. And, Doctor, in terms of the cost, you mentioned in your study that they've spent about $100 billion, a little more, in putting together government support for solar energy and wind energy. Extrapolate that to U.S. dollars, if you can, and really what a comprehensive government commitment would look like in this country.
Yeah, well, I think in this country, you know, the German model has been one of feed-in tariffs, and thus far there's not been much talk of feed-in tariffs in the U.S. However, it really almost doesn't matter what the mechanism is because, you know, with feed-in tariffs, it's generally the utilities that get hit with the higher costs by virtue of them being obligated to accept green electricity into the grid, and those higher costs then get transferred onto consumers. I think in the U.S., there's more a case of other kinds of mechanisms looking in place whereby the government, either through, you know, taxes or other kinds of policies, would try to support or regulate the use of renewable energies. The mechanism doesn't really matter. What does matter is the simple fact that these sources of energy just are not very competitive. And no matter how you cut it, one way or another, you're going to have to end up spending large sums of money to make them competitive. And we just argue in this report that there's much better ways of doing this, that this is not the most efficient way of pursuing energy policy.
Dr. Vance, unfortunately, our time is up. Tell our listeners real quickly where they can get a copy of this study for themselves.
Well, you can get a copy from the RWI website, www.rwi.essen. You can find it on Google. That's probably an easier way to go about it. And I believe a copy is also available at the Institute for Energy Resource website.
Sir, thank you very much for your time today.
I thank you.
Dr. Colin Vance, he's the co-author of a new study entitled Economic Impacts from the Promotion of Renewable Energies, the German Experience, published by the German think tank RWI. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.